The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees, you pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love of God, love for God. This you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, you love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you, you are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. It seems that Jesus was in a role here today in today's gospel in chastising or rebuking the Pharisees and the scholars of the law, the leaders of the religious institution of his time. We heard the four famous woes of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. "Woe to you, Pharisees, you pay tithes in mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God." There was really no law, per se, that demanded a tithe on spices, but only on produce of grain during the time of Jesus. But the Pharisee hop it up by meticulously counting every seed one by one in order to give a tenth. They would do that all the time. And Jesus actually was quite impressed with their exactness, but reminded them that the same effort and diligence must also be applied to more important things like charity and mercy. I think I've shared this story before, that a priest was sharing to his clergy support group that on his recent flight to the Midwest, one of the flight attendants asked him if he could hear her confession, because she had not been to confession for a while. And as the priest was recounting the powerful experience, one of his priest friends interjected and asked, wait, before you continue with your story, I just want to know, were you wearing a stole?" Amazing, right? The others who were listening to the story could only think of the divine providence and mercy, but one was fixated on the external trappings. This is the kind of attitude that Jesus was trying to point out here. Yes, in the most ideal place like the church, like at this setting, if you are hearing confession in a church, then you put on everything that the liturgy proposes, maximize whatever is available, but who would expect to have all of that in an airplane? This is what we call in spirituality a piety gap, forgetting and missing the most essential while clinging to the peripheral. In this case, the most important thing is the dispensation of God's mercy and forgiveness. So the question that we can ask ourselves is, do I always recognize the weightier and important things in life over the trivial ones? Do I always recognize what is truly essential versus what is peripheral? Woe to you, scholars of the law, you impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. What burdens that you allow other people to overwhelm you? And what burdens do you impose on other people that overwhelm them, that we ourselves don't have the confidence or the courage or the audacity to follow them? Authentic and healthy relationships are supposed to be liberating and freeing, because what we do in those relationships are not based on expectations and demands, but on love. You know, when you do something out of love, you don't really think about the price. I mentioned this in my homily last weekend. You don't think of what you're going to get. There's surely something that you're going to get, because there are always consequences on our own actions. But we do things purely because we love. We follow the Lord not because of a price waiting for us, but because we are convinced that the most and the greatest love, with a capital L, can only be adequately responded with love as well. Love begets love.